two chimps on the pudding. Two chimps in a barrel.
Two chimps. Right on.
Okay, you're in there. We're drawing what? Two or three teams?
We're drawing three teams.
Three teams. Here we go. First team is team name unlisted. Sean, Jason, and Matt. You are up. If you are here, if you're not here, you lose. You lose. Next team, Bob Huffman. Bob Huffman? Bob's a loser also. Next team, Possessed. Okay. Maybe it's in the other room. Yeah, they can't hear us. Okay, well, we're just gonna put... What? Okay. We're running out. Evil Topher, 6666. You played yesterday? Oh, you're dead too. Okay, we're running out. Team John Locke. Okay, you're up. Yes, and the members of Team Locke are? Primus? What? Harmless, okay. Harmless, Mosley, and Nitcher? Oh, Nitcher, okay. Team John Locke, you're up. You're up, you're up, you're up. Yeah. What? No, no, no. Team Blank, because we know you're here. Team Blank? And the members of Team Blank? You want two chimps up? You sure? It's either that or it's... No, no, no. I think it's Team Bob. Is Team Bob here? We can do both. Team Bob.
Bob. Bob.
Okay, I'm going to have to ask the audience a question here. What do you guys think, since everybody's distracted right now with the last song over there, if we allow a ringer into the team? That'd be team Bruce. Bruce Schneier. Yes.
Do team not
Bruce.
Do not wait the questions for Team Bruce.
Yeah, you did that to me last year, man.
Doesn't look like Team Bruce wants to play. Team Bruce, I think you should team with the people over there. You're gonna rest on your laurels of previous domination? Well, since we don't have Team Bob, and they're the last person to have something in here, we're going to need to organize a quick team here who thinks they know what they're talking about. Oh, here we go. These guys. Team Vamp. Vamp. And the members of Team Vamp are? Oh, Vamp. Are the both finalist teams around? The finalist teams from last night? I'm telling you, they're all going to show up later. Yeah. They're right there? Oh, they're already here. Okay, the finalist teams are already here, just waiting to see what the competition is like. Okay, now, I have a clarification about the earlier rootage.
Who?
Oh.
I don't know. Never matter.
Theo.
I was told.
You want? Come on up, Theo. Come on. Theo, the author, or principal architect of OpenBSD. Woo! Theo has to clarify some of the stuff I said earlier because more information came to light after the fact. So you want to give him a quick update?
Not exactly sure what happened. I've talked to a couple people. It looks like one of the administrators here had a telnet connection to the actual OpenBSD box. And then somebody hijacked it. And they had the connection hijacked for a moment, then somebody else hijacked it. And then something went wrong. And so then everybody lost. Now, if someone had found a way to get onto the OpenBSD box, Oliver Friedrichs earlier on this week found a way to actually, he's from Secure Networks, by the way, He found a way to actually break localhost root using a bug in chpass. Now, we fixed that bug since then, and there's already a patch on our website. So if anybody wants that patch, it's out. Go get it. It took like about, I guess, 30, 40 seconds to patch. No, we waited a day to patch it because we were waiting for a secure connection out to our server machines. So we don't trust this network out here. So. Do you trust this network? Excellent. Okay, so now, with that clarified, Team SNI, World Colossal Butt Kickers, are going to get their first $240 for rooting the first three machines. Team SNI, up to collect. Would you like to comment on any of your superior technique?
Not at this time.
I can neither confirm nor deny. He's just here for the cash. And if you guys survive throughout, even though you're leaving early tomorrow, if you survive throughout and nobody roots your flags, you'll be getting an extra 250 smackers and calling cards from around the country. Yeah! And if you also have the most flags at the end of the game, you'll get another 250. Word. 750 total for the world dominators. Pays for beer. Give them a round of applause. Yeah, we've got a bunch of giveaways we're going to warm up the audience with here. Yeah, we're going to try some of these. What do we got? I can't see with those things on anyway. We got a hard disk of some sort. It's got an RMA number on it, so it's rocking out. But Wayne, that's a floppy drive. We've got the beer ordered, it should be showing up. Oh,
goons, if you're out there, order me beer.
Some questions here. Okay, 4A.
Corona, okay? Hey, Bud Light.
Oh, no, not those. Those are too cool. For a t-shirt that says, System Failure. The System Failure t-shirt. The subtitle of Clifford Stoll's Cuckoo's Egg book. You in the orange chaper uniform. Say that one more time. Say that one more time.
What is?
Okay.
Yeah. Tracking a hacker. Amazing computer espionage.
You are so close. Yeah. Okay, you get it. It was really tracking a spy. Visual C++ Professional Edition. With the purchase employee number ripped off it. And it's version 5. That's pretty elite. Okay, here's an acronym name. What does TSCM stand for? Oh, you're here. Oh my god, Kitty. Holy shit.
Catholic schoolgirls rule.
Man in the orange again.
Technical surveillance tournament.
In the...
What is technical surveillance?
No. You didn't answer it. You asked the question.
I got a drink when the beer shows up. Okay, you got it. What technical surveillance and countermeasures? You get C++. Kitty, could you hand this to the general? And Kitty would like a vodka Collins. Okay, one more giveaway and away we go. Yo! Excellent. Thank you, Evil Pete. Hey, Evil Man, before you slink on out of here, can you order a huge case of beer for everybody? Oh, then we'll have two cases. Okay, Windows NT workstation for real with employee number ripped off. Boom. It's version 4. You can be legal at least.
Definitely. Oh, the complete name. What is the complete name of the British...
I am asking a question.
The complete name of the British equivalent to the United States National Security Agency. Jackal, jumping up and down. Oh no, that's Ira. Ira, you know. That's what you do for a living. That's no fun. The complete name of the British equivalent to the United States National Security Agency. This guy over here in the green. Negative. You, right in the middle of the hall. Negative. Oh. Yeah, we're waiting for the complete name, not the abbreviation. You. Who else? Oh, you. Limey Bastards is incorrect. You with the Intel Pentium inside evilness.
What is Government Communications Headquarters?
You are correct. Excellent. What is Government Communications Headquarters? Throw the trash away. Okay, we're ready to start. Wind's gonna warm it up. We're on a tight schedule, so here we go.
Good evening, this is Teams 3, Game 3 of Hacker Jeopardy. The winner of these will compete against the last two nights' winners for a case of Jolt Cola that was donated, but I don't know where it is. Now, this version of this particular game of Hacker Jeopardy is going to have the following three teams. Team Them. Oh, that's supportive for you. Team Squid.
Clap.
And Team Two Chimps. Now, this Hacker Jeopardy is going to have a surprise for the audience, which you will find out about at the appropriate time.
For a shorter mic, sir. We need one more mic up here.
We've only had two last night.
Okay.
Okay, the categories for tonight's Hacker Jeopardy are cell phone trivia, fortress mentality, crypto and more, biggest, baddest, and mostest, guns, and famous busters. In the form of a question, DT will determine if it is an appropriate response or not. He is arbitrator on this. Our scorekeepers are in the front. They're the cops. Well, that's support for the score. They can add, all right? Give it up, they can add. And Vanna Vinyl, of course. How about a big round for her? All right. Two chimps, 12 monkeys. You get to question first. I'm not going to get it right. Okay, you get to pick first. Pick a category and an amount. You got cell phone trivia, fortress mentality, crypto and more, biggest, baddest, mostest, guns and famous busters. Famous busters for 100. This prosecutor spoke at the same convention as a hacker they were prosecuting. Who's Gail Thackeray is correct. Team Them picks.
We'll go with cell phone trivia for 100.
Best price per minute for AT&T's new PCS phone service.
What is 11 cents?
What is 11 cents is correct. You subscribe too, right? Okay, Team Them.
Cell phone 200.
Frequency a U.S. GSM phone operates at?
1890.
What is 1890?
Megahertz.
It's the same thing.
Okay. All right. You have control.
Cell phone for 300 or 400 or whatever.
300, the maximum power of a mobile analog amps or NAMPS phone.
What is 3 watts?
And
what is 1 watt?
You can't answer again. Oh, you're on different teams?
Drink!
I'm not watching the team, that's his job. 1 watt is wrong.
Okay.
1 watt. Anybody else? Anybody out there know? First hand I saw. What? Did you ring in? Go! What is 2 watts is wrong. All right, we're out to the audience. That's correct, 0.6 watts.
That's wrong, and I can prove it.
On the mobile systems?
Yes, sir.
0.6.
It's three, dude. I can prove it. I can prove it. That's portable, not mobile.
What?
I think it is 0.6. I think you're right.
We're all wrong. We know nothing.
Now, what is the maximum power of... What? Do you concede?
0.6. Three.
Right. Which?
Three. That's three.
Exactly. A portable as opposed to a mobile. Mobile is handheld. Portable
actually
is
still on amps. You asked amps and amps. So I guess they did get the 3 watts.
The point of the question was to find the difference between portable versus mobile.
Well, why don't you say something? Stop.
Okay, we're moving on. We're going to null that whole question right on out.
All right, next. You have controls. I think you still have control down there.
Cell phone trigger 400.
One of the two ways to put a Motorola flip phone into test mode. One of the two ways to put a Motorola flip phone into test mode. 12 monkeys. Pound six is not one of the two that I was given. Anybody else up here on the panel? Anybody else ringing in? Ring in if you're going to answer.
What is grounding the... I'm ringing in here, all right. What is grounding the test mode now?
Grounding the antenna is wrong. Anybody else up here? All right, we're going to go out for this t-shirt. What happened to the t-shirt here? Okay, out there. Right there. I'm sorry, they're overruling me. Go. That's correct. What's the other one? Function 00*T est mode store. Okay, try it again down there. You're doing well.
Cell phone trivia 500.
500.
You know that's a trick category.
The recently broken authentication protocol for GSM phones.
What is CAVE?
No.
What is A5?
What is A5 is correct. They got one. We're done with cell trivia. The team that missed it, it's a 500. Those are just new rules. All right, Squid, you're in charge.
Fortress mentality for 100.
Fortress mentality for 100. This defensive structure was built from 300 BC through 1300 AD.
What is the Great Wall of China?
What's the Great Wall of China is correct. You're in charge, Squid.
Guns for 100, please.
Guns for 100. This was not my question, by the way. This came from him.
There's a couple of screwy ones in that category.
Schwartau's gun of choice. EMP, we accept it. Herf gun, EMP. He gets it. No question. It was not in the form of a question. You giving it to him? Just giving it to him for the drink. Okay. All right, can we have a score update? Where are we, Spider-Woman?
We're not looking too good. Then, minus 100. It's on the board with 100. And the three chimps will give you the extra one, minus 200.
They're all close, that's good. Okay, who's in charge, Squid or Chimps? Chimps, then take the mic and call it.
We're going to take guns for 200, Alex.
Guns for 200. This gun is pointed at your face every day.
Whoa! That's an electron gun.
What is an electron gun, of course, dudes? Good question, Jeff.
Guns again.
Guns again.
300.
He asked for a phased plasma rifle in the 40-watt range in this action flick in an L.A. gun shop. You rang in. Go for it.
What is Will Smith?
No, not Will Smith. No. Down there.
Terminator.
Who is Terminator is correct. Who, what? It's close enough.
Guns for 500.
Guns
finish off the category.
Well, guns for 4 we haven't done yet.
All right, guns for 400.
You want that?
Yeah, guns for 400.
This country has banned all firearms to the point of no longer having an Olympic rifle team.
What is Jamaica?
No. 12 monkeys. Just rang in. No, not Sweden. Anybody else out there? What do we got here to give away? The whole bag? A huge bag of CDs. Jeff, pick somebody. Who's got the funky hair? That's not funky. That's what is Great Britain is correct. Thank you.
You're wrong.
Okay, who's in charge, Squid or 12 Monkeys? Who's in charge of the board? You guys, go for it.
Guns for 500.
The barrel length of a 5mm 50 caliber gun on a naval ship. The barrel length of a 5mm 50 caliber gun on a naval ship. Get the feds!
Within how many?
Get it within 50 inches. It's longer than it really is. That's the Navy for you. Men. Yeah, I know. Anybody out there? Out there, orange. What is 25 feet is how many inches? That's 300 inches, right? Is 25 feet 300 inches? What? More or less, then he gets it. It's 250 inches. You multiply the millimeter times the caliber to get the barrel length of a gun in the Navy. What do you get? Visual Studio 97. You're in charge.
Fortress mentality, 200.
Fortress mentality. Cassandra warned them, but Odysseus still managed to crack the city's walls. Doug, were you there today? Cassandra warned them, but Odysseus still cracked the city's walls. And... what do you got? What do you want to get? I guess this is... are we doing floppy drives? Floppy drive! Pick off the... go.
What is... Troy.
What is Troy is correct. Boy, it took a long time to get there. Go for it. You're in charge, Squid.
Crypto and more for 100.
The year in which DES was originally certified as a U.S. crypto standard. You guys are pitiful. Who rang in first? Them. Them? Squid.
What is 1973?
No. Them.
What is 1975?
No. All right. Floppy drive. All right, the guy in the front really wants this. No. All right, you have a guy. I don't want to hurt anybody.
What can you do with that? He's not going to throw it at you.
All right, somebody who was alive back then, all right? Go. White shirt. No, he was wrong before on that same one. Shirt. What is 76?
Close.
I guess history isn't a major for you guys. All right. Them, I think, do you have control of the board? Who has control? Squid still? Try to get one right.
Biggest, baddest, and mostest for 100.
This ridiculously famous musician was asked over 3 million questions during an online interview May 17th, 1997. He only answered 200.
Who's Michael Jackson?
No, not Michael Jackson.
Could you read the question?
Anybody else? This ridiculously famous musician was asked over 3 million questions during an online interview, May 17, 97. He only answered 200. Anybody up here? Okay, out the audience, on the corner. 97? From the grave, no less. She should drink for that one.
If I be
all right, up there.
Street beer.
Not David Bowie, no. Right there.
McCartney. Who is Paul McCartney?
Who is Paul McCartney is correct. Here, get him a floppy drive, would you? Get him a floppy drive, okay.
Help us!
All right, who's got control? Squid? Squid, it's back to you. Squid, wake up.
We will take... biggest, baddest, is that what I said?
Biggest, baddest, and mostest.
For the next step up, 200.
This company built the world's first 4 gigabyte chip. Oh. Is that the monkeys? The chips, monkeys, what's the difference?
Hey.
If you give them the microphone, it'll help. Who did I pick? And he, they pick, I don't. Monkeys.
What is Samsung?
No, not even close. Anybody else? All right, Squid, right?
What would be IBM?
No, not IBM. Anybody out there know? All right, orange shirt, I owe you one. No, not Matrix. No, not them. The hard hat. DEC. DEC, no. White shirt. Not Toshiba. Two hands. What? Who is NEC is correct. Here is a broken NEC floppy drive. You guys made last night's worst contestants look good.
Don't feel bad.
Score update if there's anything positive to be said here. Ira, I think you're going to kick butt later.
I gotta laugh. I was mad last night. Oh, this is great. This is great. We're really good. Okay. Should I go worst to best? Them has 300.
Whoa.
Squid minus 400. Do the chimps want to take a guess?
700.
Oh, no. Not minus 700.
2,000.
No, minus 1,200.
Who's got control of the board?
With us, it will take biggest, baddest, and most important, $300.
Now, this is a daily double. Now, here is the audience special. If you get the answer correct, you will get your points, however many those are. How many would you like to wager? What do they have?
I'll need a 200.
Minus 400, you can wager up to 500 in that.
Okay, we'll wager 200, thank you.
What?
Okay, we'll wager
500. How much? This is an easy question.
We'll wager negative 400, thank you.
How much are they wagering?
Negative 400.
Yep, you can wager 500.
But we'll wager negative 400.
Why don't you wager positive 400?
Thank you.
All right, 400.
No, negative 400. Negative. We'll give this one.
You're going to regret that answer. Because if you answer the question correctly, for 400 is what they're wagering now.
Well, we might not. Maybe.
If you get it correctly, you also get to remove daintily Vannevinyl's shirt. No pressure, Stud Muffin.
Is this a sucker bet?
Now, which one
is your positive 400? Thank you.
Now, which one of you are you selecting to do the removal?
Yeah.
All right. No help from the audience, please, on this one. This is very critical. And no help on the question either. This company sold more software than any other company in 1996.
Who in the hell is Microsoft?
And he said it was okay.
Nobody knows Microsoft. Well, I don't know how you keep doing adding negative 400, but unfortunately, that's a big buzz. And so, does anybody out there? All right, first hand I saw is right there, long hair. Wait, it's a daily double. Okay, right there. Who is IBM is correct. This was the first year, 1997 was the first year that Microsoft sold more software than IBM. And we've got a few more of these god-awful broken drives for you.
Did you get those drives fries?
It was the shirt.
Take your shirt off. Van, if you want to. She's going to take your shirt off. Give it up for Vanna. Give it up for her.
Wrong questions, I'm out of beer again.
What do you mean you can't see? What question is that?
Thank you, thank you.
That's enough.
Now that security is caring. All right. Did anybody have a right question recently? No. Still Squid. Squid, go for it.
Fortress mentality for 300, please.
You're skipping, as it were. Okay. Checkpoint Charlie was found at one end of this fortress.
What was the Berlin Wall?
He got one right! All right, you want to go for two in a row? Okay, Squid.
Fortress mentality for 400, please.
All right, listen carefully. This is a tough one. French politician who, as Minister of War, built this impregnable fortification on the border of Germany. French politician who, as Minister of War, built this impregnable fortification on the border with Germany. Give these guys a shot up here. Anybody gonna bang in? I thought these were easy things. Who said come on so a lot? Okay, go. Who is Maginot? The Maginot line, of course. Here is a completely useless sound blaster card. Yeah. All right.
Play it.
All right, we'll save that for the next one. All right. Squid. Try again.
What is, give us fortress mentality for five.
For 500, this Greek word means high city.
Oh!
Squid rang in.
Acropolis. What is is Acropolis?
Acropolis, he got it! They're coming out of the hole! Okay, Squid, where do you want to go now?
That was good.
What'd you say, crypto shit?
Yeah, crypto fuck, actually. I want crypto fuck for 300. No, I don't want 200, I want 3. Please.
All right.
Wait, sir, 300.
You want to skip 200, all right.
Yeah, absolutely. 200's a bad.
The only theoretically undefeatable crypto system.
What is a one-time pad?
What's a one-time pad? We may come out of a negative score here. Okay, try again. Okay, then.
Crypto for 200.
Crypto for 200. Bruce Schneier's AES submission based for a new national standard.
What is two fish?
What is two fish? That's right, they got it.
Yeah, I had to drink for that one.
Come on, monkeys. Come on, monkeys. Drink, monkeys. You haven't even tried in a while.
Hey,
score update's a good idea.
You're the monkey. All right, give us 400. Crypto and more for 400.
Let's do a quick score update. Let's just see where we are, because I have no earthly clue.
No. Them, 600. Squid, 200. Chimps, minus 1,200.
We're, like, so technical, and yet we have to, like, have, like, a human voice do the score update. I'm sorry. I'll shut up.
All right. Squid, you ask, your...
That's right, 400.
400. Dez was cracked with a homebrew computer by this name. What is deep crack? They got it! They should have it if they offended anything today. Okay, next.
Crypto and more, 500, please.
Dez was possibly engineered to withstand this cryptanalysis technique that was publicly discovered many years after the algorithm's introduction.
Yes, I am.
I think it's who rang in? Them? Squid?
I did. I buzzed with my mouth.
No, that's not a ring in.
The intent is the same.
All right, then give us a question.
What is differential cryptanalysis?
You got it. Thank you. Very good. All right, they're coming out of the hole a little bit. We have a couple more. Let's go for it. Squid. Sorry? You don't have a lot of choices here.
We will take biggest, baddest motherfucker that has 400.
Biggest, baddest Moses for 400. The state of the United States, which has the only county with over 50% online population. Monkeys. The state.
California.
In the form of...
What is California?
No. Them.
What is California?
Anybody else? Squid, are you going to give this one a shot?
Class.
All right, out there.
Alaska.
With the beret that looks cute.
North Dakota.
What? What is West Virginia? It's crazy.
What is confusion?
The waving hands with the white shirt.
D.C., it's a state, aren't you?
What is New York is equally nuts. Double hand shirt, right there, you. What is Massachusetts is wrong. All the way in the back in the aisle. Black shirt.
What is Delaware?
What is Delaware? No.
Oh, we got that before you get out.
Alaska.
What is New Jersey? No. White shirt. What? Utah? No. Next to the hard hat. Texas? No. Come on, guys.
Which state of Washington?
Two hands, a backwards hat. Backwards hat. What is Florida? No.
Which state of Washington?
I have to pee.
No, not what is Washington. Right here. Alaska, you guys know, forget it. What is Virginia? What is Virginia is the correct answer.
Yeah! Hell no, it's Puerto Rico for real.
The home state too, so.
What is Virginia's correct? Okay, who's in control? Is it still Squid? Nobody's in control.
Yeah, it's still
Montgomery County.
Yo, 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 yo. Texas Buster's 200.
Okay, who's got control? Alright, go for it.
We'll take Famous Buster's for 200 bucks.
Famous Buster's. If you spend enough time trying to break into Air Force machines, chances are this person knew about you, also listed on the back of the Coogee World Tour t-shirt. Call it a squid.
Who in the fuck is?
The guy that sucks a lot of dick.
Big boy!
Anybody else up here gonna try?
What the hell was that?
All right, the Sound Blaster card. Anybody know? The young lady back there. Who is Jim Christie, Air Force Office of Special Investigations? That's correct. Here you go. You guys are miserable. All right. Squid, call another one out. Try another one. Famous Busters for 300. The three original Ghostbusters' real names. The monkeys know.
Who is Dan Aykroyd? Who is Bill Murray? Who is Harold Ramis?
They got one! Okay, Ghostbusters, monkeys, go, pick a cab.
I like pot pourri for 500.
Which one? Biggest baddest for 500.
And ends with the letter E for 7.
I didn't know anybody could get that drunk. Taking? Biggest, baddest, and mostest? Alright, that's what you're getting. Biggest, baddest, and mostest for 5. This website event was the busiest in history. 46 million visitors on July 8th, 1997.
No. No.
No. College Bowl, this is not.
Heaven's Gate!
Heaven's Gate?
Oh, come on!
The only team in history ever to do worse than this was the Air Force Information Warfare Center. Anybody else up here? The biggest web event in history. 46 million visitors, July 8th, 97. Anybody know up here? All right, what do we got? What do we got out of here? Let's see. I have a 486 SX chip. All the way in the back in the tie. The chaps thing. I think we're like, all right. Beard. What is Pathfinder?
What? What is it?
Is she okay?
It didn't even work!
Thank you, Kenny. All right, Squid. Okay, we have a time limit. Squid. Famous Busters, well, how about that for 400? Okay.
400 sounds very nice.
If you were committing toll fraud in the late 80s and to mid-90s, you could expect a call from this lady. Jeff, I think this is one of your questions. Anybody up here? All right, Plaid.
Ma Bell.
Who?
Ma Bell.
Ma Bell, no. Right here. No, not Gail. No, not in this case. Over here. Yeah. No, all the way. No.
One shot.
All right, Orange. No, not Reno. Why do I pick this? Fun. One more. No, Tony Ames. Tony Ames, this is a Jeff question, so he gets to defend it. I don't know who Tony Ames is. And the last question, what's the score, by the way? The score update before the last question. They don't need to know. Famous Busters. This Northwest hacker buster prosecuted Cerebum and Telop. You guys are awesome at that. Awesome. All right, anybody from the Northwest who knows who the prosecutor on this was? All right, the answer is, who is Ivan Orton? Again, thank Jeff Moss for these questions that are unanswerable.
Ivan Orton has more successful computer prosecutions of any prosecutor in the world.
All right, we're going to have a score update, and let's see who's going into Final Jeopardy.
We're subbing a member, or we're subbing one of the chimps. One of our chimps has to go pee.
I think you all have to go pee, believe it or not.
I think a pee break for you all would be fine.
We call Scott Nguyen from the audience as a witness.
All right.
Scott Nguyen.
Score update.
Woohoo! The three chimps minus 1,800.
Thank you for playing, three chimps.
Squid, 500. Them, 600.
All right.
Can we bet negative numbers?
Before that happens, Vanna needs another drink. Now, if a lucky devil in the audience gets her a vodka Collins, they get a kiss.
On the dick.
Where?
All right, monkeys. Thank you. Goodbye. But we appreciate it. Give it up for them. They tried. Now for them and Squid.
Thank you very much.
Please put down your wager on the following category. This is a tough one. This is difficult. Animal life. Animal life. Please put your wagers and give them to Spider Woman. Mark Hardy around? I like the way you harmonize with yourself. That's good. That's cute. Is that the country version of Jeopardy? What? Okay. They place their wagers. The final Jeopardy answer is one. One of only two birds which both swim deep underwater and fly. One of only two birds which swim deep underwater and fly. Mark Hardy, are you out there?
doesn't fly, does it?
I see him.
The fish bird.
Okay, we got the Jeopardy questions in. Do they have the answers in? What was the score? Who had the lowest score first? Who had it? Squid had how many? 500. And your Jeopardy final question is? What's the question?
The question is, what in the hell are cormorants?
Are what?
Cormorants.
That's a different name for one of them. I want to accept that. Yeah, that's a different name for one of them. It's a specific type of one of the two names of the general bird. That's a correct answer. How much did you wager?
500.
They have 1,000. They came out of it. Excellent. All right. Ben, what do you have?
Not enough.
What is albatross?
No. The general names.
Albatross!
The general names of the birds are the puffin and the muir. And that is one of the subspecies of those, both of those categories. These guys, Squid wins. They win it.
I think we should get some more beer for that one.
We need our two winning teams from last night.
I think I need to
come on up.
I want to pee.
What is TWA?
I need to pee right now. Yes, I do.
Do we actually get anything for winning, or is it just like a status?
We get to take a pee break. That's what we get to win.
Yeah.
So can we go? No, we have to pee and wait. No fair, you guys had to go. You guys got to take a pee break.
Thank you.
Do we have our teams? All right.
As Squid is composed mostly of alcohol.
Squid is staying in the middle, is that correct?
Well, they're staying in the bathroom for the moment.
Staying in the bathroom.
Spicer Rose is going to crush us, so.
This game, we have 30 daily doubles.
Wait, can we get some beer first?
All right, beer. I think we need a beer run. Jeff, who's in charge of beer? There's three up here for... Well, hopefully we're not giving any more to Squid. All right, the teams from that we had winners last night... On the far right, Spies Are Us, with Mark Hardy and Ira Winkler. And is that any team as well?
Have a seat!
Have an assassination, or we will if you don't show up.
And then one third of Squid is sitting there, and if you remember from last night, Sex 25.
Don't hurt me, Ira.
Does everybody have beer? All right, while we wait for Vanna...
Hey, wait, somebody's cheating and drinking water.
For a copy of Weapons of Mass Destruction Terrorism, You're already raising your hand on a question you don't know. That indicates the quality of what we're getting tonight. The date of the breakup of AT&T. Over there, Ira. What? No. Anybody else? The date of the breakup of AT&T. Right here. April 13th, what? 17th. I'm disappointed. Right here. No. Back there. Bruce, you know? Gen 182. All right, we'll get right into it. The categories for this.
I'll take care of it. Let's get going.
Last call at the bar is coming up right now, so. Okay. The categories. We're going to get rushed out of here, so bear with us. The categories tonight are ISBN on ISDN, high voltage, famous conflicts, measure this, really hard security vendor trivia.
How hard are they?
Hackers, crackers, and sniffers. And since they're here, Sex 25, you pick the first category and answer. And we do have a time limit, so anybody that can help with that is appreciated.
Okay, famous conflict, 100.
Famous conflicts, the war people most often associate with the public unveiling of information warfare. Scream, Ira, just scream.
What is Operation Desert Storm?
What is Operation Desert Storm is correct. Spies or us are in control. Which means pick a question. We're in a time issue.
Famous conflicts, 200.
The sea battle at which the British Admiral Nelson dies.
What is Trafalgar?
What is Trafalgar is correct. That means pick again.
Famous conflicts for 300.
The land battle in which King Harold was killed. Anybody, the battle in which King Harold was killed. One try. What is Hastings? That's correct. Good. Can you please give this to him? Okay, last correct questioner. Please continue.
Okay, famous conflicts, 400.
This is a daily double. How much do they have? They have 200, and in this you can wager up to, what is it, 500 or 1,000?
500.
They can wager up to 500, and Vanna is joining me up here in the unlikely case that they get this right. Okay. The land battle, the Greeks defeated the Persians near Athens. The land battle, the Greeks defeated the Persians near Athens. What? Time's up? Too much time? He says too much time.
I punched it.
He botched it?
Yeah.
The answer is? Marathon, 26 miles outside of Athens. All right, you're the last to ask the next question. Pick another one.
I'm going to die when I leave this room. I'm going to be beaten to death by hordes here. Famous conflicts for 500.
Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner starred in this famous battle.
What is the War of the Roses?
What is the War of the Roses is correct. Next category, please, Spies or Us.
We'll take vendors for 100.
Really hard security vendor trivia. At only 24 years old, the recent ISS IPO makes him worth over $150 million.
Who is Chris Claus?
Who is Chris Claus is correct.
How is Ben Duke's for $200?
This is really, this was not staged. They bought Raptor.
Who is Accent Technology?
Who knew he was going to be up here with that question?
Okay, well, we'll keep rolling then. We'll take a vendor trivia for $300.
This Canadian firewall company was gobbled up by American Secure Computing. This is embarrassing. All right, what do we got here? We've got more floppies. Funny hair, you deserve something. What? No, not Milky Way, no. Go. What is border is correct. Okay, Spies or Us?
Security vendors, $400.
This is another daily double. How much do they have to work with, Spider-Woman? They have 900 to work with. And would you join me up here, please, just at the unlikely chance they get this correct? How much are you wagering?
Well, what are the other scores?
What are the other scores he's asking?
Spies are us 900, squid 0, 625 minus 300.
Audience, help out, please.
We'll do 200.
How much? 200, okay. The two mainframe access control security products that Computer Associates sells.
When, what are ACF2 and Top Secret?
Take it off.
Is my wife still in the audience? Is she safely out? Close all the doors, please.
Where's Dominique?
We'll have to find another daily double coming along here. What?
Hey, Irish and Geographic.
All right, all right, all right, all right. All right. The best view is from up here, trust me. Espionage is a hard business. All right, Spies or Us, last correct questioner, please.
Vendors for $500.
This former IBM executive is the president of Security Dynamics. I said this was really hard, vendor trivia. All right, time's up, Hudson. What do we got up there? For Vic 20. Jeff, pick somebody. That guy in the black. What?
Stucky is correct.
Spicer Russ. Spicer Russ, you're out of control.
Packers, crackers, and sniffers for 100, Alex.
He published the first scratch and sniff porn mag in Cincinnati. Sex 25.
Who is Larry Flint?
Who is Larry Flint? They got a sniffer question. X25, you got control.
Hackers, crackers, and snippers for 200.
The real name of a hacker who was named after a breakfast cereal offered a toy and issued 2,600 original tone. What? Squid.
Who is John Draper?
Where'd you ever get that idea? He's right, it is John Draper, of course. Squid, you have control of the board.
ISDN for 100.
They're not books, they suck, but I know I.
The title of Jonathan Littman's book concentrating on Kevin Mitnick. Spies. What is Fugitive Game is correct?
That has shit to do with ISDN, man. I'm on my way, man.
Spies.
I know ISDN.
ISBN for two. She co-authored Cyberpunk with John Markov. Who is Katie Hafner is correct, Ira.
We'll take ISBN for 300, please.
For 300. The title of the book written by the Australian author Suelette Dreyfus in 1997. The title of the book written by the Australian author Suelette Dreyfus in 1997. Anybody up here? What is underground? Here, come get something that I don't know what it is. It's a cereal port. Yeehaw! Spies, you still have control.
ISBN 400.
The author of Secrets of a Super Hacker, which can be ordered.
Who is Nightmare?
No. Yes, I'm sorry, I read the wrong one. Yes, who is Nightmare?
Franklin Drake!
You're in control.
ISBN for 500, Alex.
For 500. Where are we? Jeff Goodall was the author of this book about Mythic.
What is the Samurai and the Cyber Thief?
I cannot accept that.
What is it?
Sex 25?
What is Cyber Thief and the Samurai?
What is Cyber Thief and the Samurai is correct. You had it backwards there, Ira.
He's dyslexic, something like that.
Dyslexic for 500, yes. Okay, pick the categories.
What?
Pick a category.
Hackers, crackers, and snippers for 300.
For 300. Frugal, leftist, and prophet were also known by this name.
What is LOD?
No. No. Anybody up here?
Where would they all be? What city would they all be in?
Let's find something here. Tell Jeff. Okay, we have another board that does something. Back there. What is the Atlanta 3? It was, Jeff? Was time up?
You gave him the hint, like Bobby said.
What is insect?
Okay, good. Take the point. Take the point. Make it
what is the Atlanta 3? Okay.
That's a loose point.
Who still has control? Who had the last right question? Spies?
What's the score?
The score update. Score update, I think, would be a good idea, Spider-Woman. Spider-Woman. Score update. Oh, score. Yes. Woo, yes. Job. Oh, no. Perform.
Perform.
Sex 25 has 300. Squid has 200. Spies R Us, 1,000.
Whoa. All right.
We're dead.
Sex 25.
Hackers, Crackers, and Sniffers for 400.
This BBS was put up as a joint venture between the LOD and the CCC. Anybody?
Audience.
What is the Fifth Amendment? 5A. That's yours. It came from you. Fine throng came from him. I didn't know it. Jeff, drink. Somebody drink, Jeff.
Who is this guy? I'm going to have a word with Koresh.
Okay. All right. Spies. No? Sex?
Sex.
Measure this for 100. 1,088 feet per second. Spies.
What is the speed of sound?
Automatic one, that is correct. Hey.
When will we measure this for 200?
Measure this for 200. 746 watts equals this engine rating.
What is one horsepower?
What is one horsepower is correct.
Measure this for 300.
For 300, the word prefix for 1/4 or 10^-15.
What in the hell is 1 terawatt?
Tara, I said what? Dude, I'm sorry, I'm
spies. Spies.
Phantom.
Spies.
What is atto?
No. Sex.
What is femto?
What is femto is correct.
Measure this for 400.
Measure this for 400. 16.5 feet equal this linear measure. Spies.
What is one rod?
What is one rod is correct.
He knows all about rods.
He's a hot rod.
Hey, we measure this for 500.
Measure this for 500. The formula for finding the volume of a sphere. Zach, who's that? Ben? Squid?
I got it.
Score counters decide this one, not me.
Four thirds, 2 pi r cubed.
No,
sorry. Sex is next.
What is 3/4? Four thirds.
I can't change my string.
Say it, just say it, do it.
Okay, 4/3 pi r cubed.
What is 4/3 pi r cubed is correct. Tough way getting there, dude. Just spit it out. All right, sex.
He's going to try about some things, but high voltage for 100.
High voltage for 100. The line of microprocessors the Amiga computers use.
The Motorola 68000 series, and now the PowerPC and the magical mystery chip. What is the Motorola 68000 series then?
How long does it take to ask a question? What is, do we give it to them? It's all right, absolutely. You got it. Okay, Sex, you ought to drink for that though.
Yeah.
All right, more beer up front. Do we want more Daily Doubles? Do we need more to offer?
Moe Bong!
All right, Sex.
Moe Bong, on the eye.
Sorry?
Una cerveza, por favor. High voltage for 200.
High voltage for 200. This circuit generates a frequency depending upon the voltage applied.
Since I can't get it wrong, I'll just say a VCO.
What the fuck is
a VCO, dude?
What is a VCO? Voltage controlled oscillator is correct.
I'll drink anyway, though.
Squid, you're in control of the board, and we still have a time problem, so please.
Hackers, crackers, and snippers for 500, thanks.
Hackers, crackers, snippers for 500. These two engineers first engaged in building a blue box before making personal computers. Sex.
What is Steve Wozniak and Steve Jobs?
That's right. They got it. Now pick a category.
High voltage for 300.
High voltage. Oh, can we score update first, please? Let's see where we are. We only have three questions left.
We've got Sex 25 has 1,600 points. Squid has minus 300, and Spies R Us have 1,400.
We have a game! We have a game! Alright. Was high voltage for 300? Fast scan television uses this scanning method to reduce total transmission bandwidth but retain higher resolution. Sex called in.
What is interlacing?
What is interlacing is correct. Very good. If you put the microphone away, that's one thing you could ask for us.
For
400. Scattering RF energy over a broad frequency spectrum is called what?
What is spread spectrum?
Yeah.
I was thrown.
500. Final question.
Trick!
Hold on. For mispronouncing, that's what caused it in the first place. For 500, the military term for Hearth guns and EMP bombs. The military term for Hearth guns and EMP bombs.
What is ECM?
Is wrong. No. Spies.
What is electromagnetic pulse?
That's EMP already. What is the military term? The military term for HERF and EMP. Anybody up here know? How about there? All right. For weapons of mass destruction, terrorism. Weapons. Black shirt back there. No, not RFWs. No, the general term. Right here, white shirt. What? Anybody? Orange tribe. Last time on you, dude. No. No. Double shirt. Not a proton bomb. The general term for the military use of these weapons. Blue shirt. Purple. I don't know. I'm colorblind. What do I know? What? ESA. European Space Agency, no. Black shirt. What? No. Does anybody have any real idea?
I'm drunk. What's your excuse?
The question again is, the military term for HERF guns and EMP bombs. All the way in the back. No. What? No. All right. Last one.
What the fuck is it?
What?
Just tell
the
me.
Answer is DO. They're called directed energy weapon systems. They all fall under the same category.
Squawk.
Hold on. DO. Final Jeopardy. This is for a case of Jolt Cola. This is the last question of DEFCON 6.0. Oh. Score update, please.
Score update. Spies are Us, 900. Squid, go take it on the lake. You're out. Minus 400 on Squid, they don't play. Minus Sex 400. 25, 1,900.
Yay! Can we have a beer for Lizzie? Please.
Can we have bonus points for coming into the contest all pre-plastered? We were already drunk, and they were sober.
And those ISU questions were actually not ISU related.
So who's out? Everybody. Squid is out? Say goodbye to Squid.
We're pre-drunk.
Say goodbye to Squid. The final Jeopardy category is InfoWar. InfoWar is the category. Our Amiga expert is going to be answering InfoWar questions. Please do your wager. InfoWar. InfoWar is the category. You have their wagers. All right, no help from the audience, please. The final Jeopardy answer is the name of the 1997 NSA exercise which emulated an information warfare attack against the United States by North Korea. He knows this. He knows Unix. He knows Amiga. The NSA exercise emulated an IW attack against the U.S. by North Korea. Do we want to sing for these guys at least? Give them a couple seconds. In the form of a question. Hey, who had the score? The score was what, 1900? 1900 to 900. Whoa. Please. All right. Down here for the 900, Spies or Us, what is your final Jeopardy answer?
The answer would be, what is eligible receiver?
What is eligible receiver is correct. And how much did you wager?
1900. Oh, we're at 900.
So they have a total now of 1800. They doubled their score. 1800 is the correct. And down here, what is your answer?
What is Operation MASH?
What is MASH?
Andy, wait.
And how much did you wager? Because you have to round up to the nearest 100. Sex 25 for Hard Jeopardy champions this year. Thank you to everybody for attending Jeopardy this year. We hope to see you again.